Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning from the Daily Beast. I'm Barbie Nadeau, in for Brooke Howard. It's Tuesday, July 20th, and here are the top five stories the Cheat Sheet team is watching right now. Starting August 9th, U.S. citizens and permanent residents can visit Canada again without having to quarantine for 2 weeks, as long as they're fully vaccinated. Vaccinated tourists from other countries will be able to visit Canada on September 7th. The U.S. has yet to make a similar announcement for our neighbors up north. After playing a song about his divorce from Kim Kardashian, Kanye West began crying on stage at a listening party for his new album in Las Vegas. The song, titled, quote, "Welcome to My Life," reportedly features lyrics about the breakdown of West's marriage, his Twitter meltdowns, and his failed presidential campaign. In the song about Kardashian, West compares his home with her to jail. A Florida man suffered serious injuries on Monday after he was attacked by an alligator after falling from his bicycle into a river in a regional park. The man was pulled out of the water by a bystander, but not before the gator managed to bite him. He was airlifted to a hospital and didn't lose any body parts. There have been 12 incidents of alligators biting people in the state of Florida last year. The number of people testing positive for COVID-19 after the 4th of July weekend in Provincetown, Massachusetts, has passed 130, despite many being fully vaccinated. Town officials held an emergency meeting on Monday, voting to advise people to wear masks indoors regardless of vaccination status. The rise of infections is under investigation, said health officials, who have no clear figures yet on the number of vaccinated infected versus unvaccinated infected. Fears over the Delta variant and new COVID surges across the United States have rattled the stock market, leading to Wall Street's worst day in months. On Monday, the S&P 500 dropped 1.6%, and the stocks Europe 600 plummeted by 2.3%, some of the biggest declines seen this year. The United States is currently averaging over 31,000 cases a day, and some cities are going back to mask mandates in public spaces. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.